This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Jogging Maine, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren, you sexy animal.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. You are getting ready for, of course, the weekly.
Yes, Joy Weekly, yes. Us.
But I've dragged you in because the tennis is finished and I just want to make sure you're okay.
Oh, I'm half asleep still, I think. The last 2 weeks has taken a lot out of me, but I'm here to talk all about that. But yeah, it's been exciting.
Now, we are here to talk about the tennis.
Yes.
As much as I'd love to talk about green tomato pickles all afternoon.
God, you crack me up.
What did you think of it? What were your highlights?
The tennis was amazing. Like, it was 15 days this year around, so we had the extra Sunday, the very first Sunday.
That's right.
Highlights for me, obviously going, I go every year, and I always spend that little bit of extra money to go to the women's final. So that was a bit of a highlight for me, is just to, you know, you feel like you're somewhat important when you go to the final.
You are somebody important.
I know, but you just,
Joy.
But you feel like you are, you know what I mean? So I think that was a highlight for me to see. And I unfortunately didn't go to the women's final last year because it was my husband's 40th. So I thought, I better, you know, spend it with him.
Yeah, you've been in trouble.
Correct. So I didn't see Sabalenka win last year, but I got to see her back it up this year, which was amazing.
And is it expensive to go to the final?
It was a couple of hundred.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not as expensive as the men. The women's finals, a little cheaper, bit of a cheaper ticket. And I had a really good seat, but I paid about maybe 500, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But so, for someone who loves it.
Correct, yeah. And Afterpay is a great thing. Not a Joy sponsor, but it's a great thing.
That is handy for that, of
correct.
Course.
Correct.
Now, any lowlights? Anything you didn't like?
Lowlights, look, God. Some of the ball, and I'm not
the pickles.
Bagging the ball.
The pickles.
Yeah, the pickles. I'm not bagging the ball kids because they do a fabulous job, but there were a couple of incidents this year with the ball kids that stopped some of their matches midway through, or they erred and did all different things. So is it a low light from me? No, but some
they
people,
were accidents
right. And, you know, they can be forgiven, but it's the first time I've sort of seen that they've really showcased the wrongdoings of the ball kids. So
your
yeah.
radio host, co-host just came in saying, get him out, get out.
I know, look at him all casual.
And, I know,
you know.
I know. Any surprises?
Surprises. There was a really lovely surprise in terms of a player from Taipei. She's Chinese Taipei, and some people may have heard of her. It's Su Wei Shui. She's 38 years old, one of the oldest women on the tour, and she did a feat that not a lot of people have actually done. She won the women's doubles title, and she also won the mixed doubles title as well in the same year. Yes, for a 38-year-old, still kicking goals, it's amazing.
We love her. How did the Aussies do?
Aussies, so in the singles, most of the women went out by the second round. Alex de Minaur in the men's got through to the fourth round, which was amazing. But Matty Ebden won the men's doubles with his Indian partner, Rohan Bopanna, on Saturday night. So that was great. So we had an Aussie winner.
Fantastic.
So that was really good to see.
So overall, would you rate it as a success?
Yeah, I would. I think that the extra day helped. It got a lot more crowd in on the Sunday, and I think they had over a million people, 1.1 I think million people attend the event this year. So it's great tourism money for Victoria, and I think it was a really successful event.
Joel, one word.
Yes.
Paddle.
Ball.
Is it paddle ball?
Paddle tennis? I don't know.
What is it? Paddle boat?
Paddle boat. I think it's paddleball.
We're going to do it,
aren't we? We are doing it. Yes, we are. We'll
You're
have to report back and let. Yes, we will do it.
We'll have green tomato pickles afterwards with your dad's recipe.
Yes.
Great to chat with you. You'll be coming up after 6 o'clock.
We'll be back at 6 o'clock with Joy Weekly.
Thank you. Catch you then. Joy King 9.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, tunein.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.